Hello.
Hi, my name is Percy, and today I'm conducting the opinion survey. And we'd like to ask you a few questions to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. So when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very dissatisfied, dissatisfied, satisfied, or very satisfied?
I didn't get your question.
Well, when thinking
dissatisfied,
about...
dissatisfied.
Very or just dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied, yes.
All right. So when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of those issues is to you? On using a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means this is not an important issue to you at all, a 10 means this is a very important issue. So the first one is reproductive freedom.
10, very important.
All right, voting rights?
11.
All right, climate change?
10.
Democracy?
10.
Criminal justice reform?
10.
Immigration?
Definitely a 10.
All right, student loan debt?
Oh my God, can we put that at 100?
All right, no worries. What about healthcare?
10.
Jobs and wages?
I would say at 9.
Inflation and the cost of living?
10.
Crime and violence?
10.
K through 12 education?
Say that one more time.
K through 12 education.
Case education?
Oh, K through 12 education.
Oh,
so
oh,
meaning
oh,
eight. All right. What about racism and discrimination?
10.
And abortion rights?
I would say 8.
8. All right. So, as you may know, there's the election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. So, I know it's a long way off, and sometimes there's, like, certain things that prevent people from voting. But how likely are you to vote on a scale of 0 to 10? Where a 10
means extremely... Oh, I'm voting. 10.
All right. So, would you mind sharing your race?
Black.
Black. All right. So, are you registered to vote, or, like, many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
All right. So, in terms of a gender, what do you think of yourself as?
In terms of what?
In terms of gender, what do you think of yourself as? So, would you say you're male, female?
Oh, no, I'm a born female. That's nonsense. Yeah, I had a born one way or the other. I'm female,
right.
Born cisgender, whatever you call that.
All right, thank you. So would you mind sharing just the year of your birth?
Sure, I'm 77.
1977, all right. So what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master's.
Master's, all right. So, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on the issues that matter most to you on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means that you feel like your vote has no power, and a 10 means that it has
4.
A lot of power. 4, all right. So, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that are most important to you on a scale of 0 to 10?
I would say it's 50-50, so it's 5.
Five. All right. So could you please rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 10, where a 10 means you like these people, a 5 is neutral, and a 0 means you do not like them. And if you've never heard of
Donald Trump is 0.
All right. Well, Donald Trump doesn't appear in this one. So, and
oh,
if you've,
unfortunately.
If, all right. Well, if you've never heard of them, those are also categories. So the first person is Tim Walz.
Is that a guy who's running with Kamala, right?
If I'm being completely honest, I'm not necessarily sure.
Yeah, I think that's him. I like him. I would say 8.
What about J.D. Vance?
0.
Raphael Warnock?
I know his name, but I... Raphael Warnock. Do I like him? I don't really know. I guess I'll have to be neutral on that.
All right. What about John Alsop?
Don't know him either.
Brian Kemp?
I think he's the one who is I would give him a 2.
And Andre Dickens?
I don't know him.
All right, no worries. And what about Brad Raffensperger?
Don't know.
Don't know. All right. So I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for who would you vote for?
Well, I think the fact that I said Donald Trump was as you already have the answer, right?
Well, there are other candidates, like, for example, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, and Jill Stein.
Well, I think there are only 2 people that are going into the elections that are presidential candidates. That's Kamala and Donald Trump. So it would have to be her. Yeah.
Kamala Harris. All right. So I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote for to be your House representative? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
I'm voting Democrat all the way.
All right. So back in the 2020 general elections, so meaning 4 years ago, for who did he vote for?
Democrat.
Joe Biden?
Democrat.
All right. Right. So did he vote for Joe Biden then in the 2020 election?
Yes, he's the head of the Democratic Party, isn't he?
I believe so.
Okay.
But kind of for this statement, I do need you to say, like, kind of exact answers because I'm not allowed to guess. So thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse? Does it have no change? Has it gotten better or has it gotten much better?
It's been the same.
The same? All right. So some people see that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. And others say that what people vote for, it can make a big difference. So in your mind, does voting make no difference? Does it make a small difference, a moderate difference, or makes a big difference?
How long is this questionnaire, please? Because I gotta go now. I didn't, like, you just showed up and started asking them that question.
Well, we're about 54%, so we are almost done. There's, like, only a few questions left, so we're about halfway done. So I don't know if you want to continue.
54%?
Yeah, we're about 54% complete. So would you want to keep going?
Okay, let me hear a couple more questions. I really am starving, and I did not expect 100 questions.
Oh, all right, no worries. Sorry about that. So how much do you feel like voting can make a difference? Do you think it can make no difference, a small difference,
a moderate
difference?
Yeah, definitely will make a big difference.
All right. So now I'm going to read you just a list of events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. And after each one, if you could please tell me how much you believe that each person's or event has prevented progress you want to see in this country on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means that this or this person did not prevent any progress, a 5 would mean you're not sure, and a 10 means that they certainly prevented progress. So the first person is your local mayor.
I don't know enough of the local mayor to say that.
All right. What about black voters?
I don't know. I don't know enough to say that.
What about Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly?
I believe they made a difference. That would be 10.
COVID-19 recovery.
Is it made a difference in what? I don't understand.
Yeah, so basically just if you think this has prevented progress, do you think COVID-19 recovery?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like,
COVID definitely prevented some progress.
All right. What about Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
No, they did well, so that would be the opposite way, right? I'm so confused right now.
Well, a 0 would mean that you do not think they prevented any progress, meaning they have basically helped, like, the progress of the country. And a 10 would mean that they
so
certainly...
Helped the progress.
All right.
Yeah, they've helped the progress.
What about Vice President Harris?
She's helped the progress.
All right. So on a scale of 0 to 10, how do you think you would rate it?
I
Where a zero.
Sorry, who am I reading?
Yeah, Vice President Harris.
Oh, her.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's amazing.
So, but again, this is kind of in terms of preventing progress. A zero would mean that she did not prevent any progress, meaning she has helped.
Zero. Yeah, zero.
All right. Thank you. So, and I'm going to read you just a short list of some policies and developments and statements that have an impact on many Black people's lives. And after each one, if you could please tell me how much you believe it would motivate you or people in your network to vote on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 10 means this would strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means that you're not really sure, it's kind of like a neutral, and a 0 would mean that this would not motivate you to vote at all. So the first one is, because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burden and promoting fair credit prices or practices. It's Bureau, by the way, Bureau's commitment.
Okay. And you're saying if that prevented me from voting?
No. This one is if it would motivate you to vote at all. So does this statement make you...
Oh, yeah, it does. Because, I mean, yeah, it does.
All right. So that'd be a 10 then on a scale of 0 to 10?
Yeah, I would say at least a 7, yeah.
7? All right. Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards collective Black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we must continue the path to future progress.
Go again, please.
For sure. So let me just explain it again. So I'm going to read you a short statement, and after I read each statement, if you could tell me if this would make you want to vote on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means
okay.
that this would strongly motivate you to vote, a 5
okay.
would mean that you're
okay.
not sure.
Got it.
All right. Mm-hmm. So Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards collective Black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress.
Yeah, that wouldn't motivate me to vote.
A 10 then?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals.
Yeah, most 9.
Because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically Black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid.
I would say 7 because it didn't help me.
All right. And because we protested together, the administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crime laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor.
Are we saying they gave them body cams? That part kind of confusing. I didn't understand.
So basically, this statement says that because people protested, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds, and now officers need to have body cameras at all times.
Oh, yes, that definitely motivates me to vote.
So attend then?
Yeah.
All right. So based on hearing all of this, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter to you on a scale of 0 to 10?
I would say 8.
8? All right.
Yeah.
How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community on a scale of 0 to 10? Where 10 means a lot of power and 0 means no power at all.
I think about a 6.
A 6? All right.
Questions are getting repetitive now, yeah.
Well, we're almost done. There's about 4 more questions left about there. So how likely are you to vote in the general elections for president, Congress?
Oh, I'm voting. 10?
10, all right. So thinking back again to the last 4 years, would you say your life has had no changes? Is it much worse, better, or much better?
It's been the same.
All right. So what is your sexual orientation?
I'm straight.
Straight. All right. What is your marital status?
Married.
Married. All right. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
All right. Yes. So are you of any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No? All right. So in politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Democrat. Are you a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
Very strong. Very strong.
All right. How would you describe your employment status?
Employed.
Would that be full-time or part-time?
Full-time.
Full-time. All right. So that is 2023, that is last year. What would you say was your title family income from all sources before taxes? And you can totally just ballpark.
I'm trying to tell the government how much money I made. No, come on now.
All right, no worries. Well, then this will conclude our survey. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate
it. Okay, thank you.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too.